This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
If your group chat has been taken over by Love Island All-Stars, you're probably not the only one. This season has people absolutely hooked, from familiar faces coming back into the villa to unexpected tears and plenty of messy drama. Joining us now is our pop culture fanatic, Reese Creed. He's going to break it all down for us. Reese, first off, thanks for joining me. Second of all, why do you think All-Stars works better than a normal season right now? That's kind of the vibe that I get. Are viewers kind of just more invested because they already know these people?
Definitely. I think when you have a familiarity of who's going in and you kind of have your favourites already from previous seasons, it does make you kind of back your faves a bit more. But also, sometimes you can see a different side to some of the Islanders that when they went in the first time, you might have loved them. And then when they go in this time, you mightn't be liking them as much. So it is kind of showing the journey of also fame and optics and how that comes into it. Like, you can tell that they're making certain decisions for camera time or things like that, that they probably wouldn't have made in the first time they're in there. So it is a very interesting concept.
Is it less likely that people take it on to find love, as they say, this time around, as it is to kind of boost their career?
I think definitely this time. I think because they all know each other anyway, a lot of them kind of know each other from the same social circles and they kind of hang out at the same events and, you know, some of them live together and it's all just very, you know, contrived versus when you kind of go into the regular one, nobody knows anyone, they're all unknown, like, there's none of this kind of, you know, hanging around with someone to benefit you or getting in a relationship with someone to benefit you. I think that it just, it is kind of a power play.
Are there more Irish people, do we think, watching this time with Mr. Jack Keating in there repping the Irish? So he is. Yeah. He's been doing very well in it, to be fair.
Yeah, I think he has really been probably the most normal one in there, the most down to earth. Like, we haven't seen him getting kind of any mad arguments. He's been kind of like the peacemaker. Also, I loved when he was kind of, you know, talking with Tommy in that moment in the hideaway when they were together. And he was kind of, you know, bigging him up, saying, oh, you'll find someone. He seems like the kind of quote unquote dad of the group. Like, everyone kind of comes to him with their problems. He's kind of the agony aunt. So yeah, I hope that he gets love in there.
Has he surprised you and how he's been handling villa life this time around? Because as you said, he has been quite, generally speaking, quite down to earth from anything that I've seen of it, you know, quite level headed in comparison to some of the other dramatic moments that have been happening.
Yeah, I think because he kind of comes from a life of fame, maybe he's kind of used to cameras, used to TV, obviously with his father being in one of the biggest bands in the world. I think that he kind of knows how to navigate it a bit more. And I think we honestly got no chance to even see him in the last one. I think he was in for like 2 days or something crazy like that. So I think we're finally getting to know him for him, and we're getting that time to kind of see him flourish, which I think is really nice too.
Do you think him being Ronan Keating's son actually adds more pressure, or is it helping him perhaps as well?
Like, there's a bit of both. Like, I feel like the target market for Love Island wouldn't necessarily be the target market for Boyzone. So it's not really like a crossover. Do you get what I mean? Like, I think it's, you know, like, obviously we all know about Boyzone. If you're Irish, you know Boyzone. But like, especially the UK market, like, it might be a bit less so. And I just think that especially when you have like people from like 18 to like 22 watching this, they're not going to know. And I think that it really does kind of show like that he is able to kind of stand on his own. I haven't even thought about Ronan Keating once, and it hasn't even really been mentioned in the show, only for when Lucinda was like, oh, my mom loves your dad, you know. So it's not really like, you know, a massive talking point. So I think he is able to deflect from that.
A massive talking point that we have had this year though is the fellas in there showing a lot of emotion. A couple of them have been getting very, very emotional, crying and things like that. I know Curtis was amongst them. Obviously, he's gone now. Sean as well. Has this been refreshing, or are some people side-eyeing it?
For me, it's very refreshing. I think Love Island has always kind of shown toxic masculinity, gaslighting. Like, it's kind of shown, like, you know, the horrible sides of masculinity. But I like that the guys this year are wearing their heart in their sleeve. We're seeing emotion. We're seeing even what I mentioned just previously, like Jack and Tom having a conversation together, like a very emotional conversation about where they are in the game. And, you know, Tommy being able to cry and let that out to Jack without judgment. I think it's really, really nice to see. And I think it shows the kind of progression of Love Island over the years and, you know, showing a more, you know, balanced view of masculinity.
Do you think Love Island, they're kind of quietly normalizing men showing emotion without even trying to? They just happen to have a group of people with men that seem to be very secure in their masculinity and seem to be very secure with getting emotional and expressing that.
Yeah, definitely. I think that, you know, it's great to see Love Island kind of going in this direction, and also with the cast they have, you know, it's, and like, these are people who have been in that industry for a long time also. So it shows that, you know, they have these pressures on them as men and as women, obviously. And it just shows that, like, in 2026, men crying on TV shouldn't be this shocking thing anymore, which I think is really, really good.
It's definitely a better discussion than what we would have been having in the past, where there was no emotion really being shown and things like that. It seems to have kind of done a 180 and all of that. With all of this drama, though, at the minute between Lucinda and Belle and some of the girls, I can't keep up with it all on socials. What is the latest on all of that? I just see people shouting at each other and all this.
Yeah, Lucinda is an enigma, I have to say. That girl is an enigma in herself. So she's just kind of been beefing with everyone, to be honest. And I don't know if it is like trying to get camera time or she's actually genuinely just poking the bear. But so the first thing we seen was Sammy. Sammy had a massive blow up with Belle. They were kind of friends on the outside. We've seen them kind of go on brand trips together, like stay together in each other's houses, hotels. And Lucinda kind of said, oh, you're not my friend. Why would you be my friend? And Sammy was like, we know each other for however long. We talked to each other on social media. Like, we should be friends. And she was like, no. It's just crazy to watch it. Like, it's the only word I can describe for Lucinda is rage baiting. Like, it's, you're sitting there like, what the hell is going on? Then also with Belle, like, Lucinda kind of showed no interest in Sean, and then Belle was happy with Sean, and then she went for Sean, and now they're together, and some of the conversations they've been having are absolutely infuriating also. I just think that Lucinda, she has been on like 4 iterations of Love Island. I think she's a pro at reality TV. I think she wants to get her time on camera, and I think she knows exactly how to do it. And yeah, she's entertaining, infuriating, and humorous to watch.
It seems to be, I've seen like compilations of her laughing at what people will call inappropriate moments, because it's like as if she doesn't know how else to handle it. There is something, there's some special amount of reality TV entertainment value in that. Overall, all of the Islanders, do you think that they're more aware now that they're being clipped for viral moments that are going to do the rounds on social media? Because even if you're not following the show in depth, you'll see the viral moments that are being posted and are getting a lot of views.
Definitely. I think, you know, Love Island, obviously when it started like almost 10 years ago, TV was paramount. Social media wasn't paramount to that. But now a lot of people who watch the show watch it through TikTok. They watch the best bits so that they're up to date. They can't dedicate the time every night to watch Love Island, you know, like they probably used to. So with Lucinda, especially with that moment there where you were talking about her, you know, laughing at the most outrageous things or saying that, you know, she didn't know how to pie someone or how hard she should go. Like, it's just the most hilarious thing ever. And you know that that's going to get clipped. So I think they are a lot more aware of, you know, saying funny things, having one-liners. Obviously, the main one this year is charge it. Like, everything is charge it, charge it, charge it. You know, so I think that they know that social media is such an integral part of not only the show doing well, but them doing well afterwards.
If you had to crown the winners from what you've seen so far, who would it be?
I kind of have two. Like, I have one that's like the outlandish winner who I would love to win because I think it would just cause absolute incarnation. And I think Lucinda and Sean would be absolutely hilarious if they won. I think it would be absolutely like gold, and I'd love to see like the press tour afterwards, you know what I mean? Like, I just think it would be hilarious. But I do think the most level-headed, and like if it's truly about love and who gets on, I think should be Sammy and Kieran.
Well, we shall see what happens. Rhys Creed, thank you so much for joining me on iRadio's group chat. We'll catch up with you again before the series ends for sure, and enjoy Love Island this evening.
Thank you so much.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.